On this week's Trivia Night, I spring, you spring, we all spring for some spring in pop culture trivia. Spring has sprung, trivia heads, and the trivia flowers are in bloom on an all-new episode of Trivia Night, arguably the most verdant podcast in the entire world. I am your host, Philip Trickey, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, home of seven-time Cy Young winner Roger Clemens, spring training since 1962. I've got 10 questions from CrowdPurse Trivia Game of the Week, taken from our extensive library that we update every week with brand new trivia games just like this one. Whether you're ready to spring, you already sprang, or you're looking to get sprung, we've got you covered. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. Last week's bonus question, what 2004 film nabbed the most Academy Award nominations? The correct answer is Martin Scorsese swooped in with The Aviator and picked up 11 Oscar nominations. But now it's time to fly, come fly away with me into a lush, blossoming field of the springiest pop culture trivia that ever did sprung. We're looking at movies, music, and more, all featuring the word spring. I got 10 questions and 10 answers. And I know that weather changes moods, but don't sell the kids for food, because trivia is in bloom. Let's play! I don't want to frighten you too much after a long winter's nap, so I'm springing into this nice and easy with question one. Which former Saturday Night Live funny man stars in the 2020 time travel comedy Palm Springs? Was it A, Fred Armisen, B, Bill Hader, C, Jason Sudeikis, or D, Andy Samberg? Which of these former SNL funny men stars in the 2020 film Palm Springs? Correct answer is D. It was Mr. Andy Samberg. He scored a Golden Globe nomination for Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy for that film, Palm Springs, which I still believe is also the most expensive movie ever sold at the Sundance Film Festival. Way to go, dudes. Question two. What band nabbed a Grammy nomination in 1998 for a live version of their 1976 song, Silver Springs? Was it A, Heart, B, Fleetwood Mac, C, The Doobie Brothers, or D, Foreigner? Which of these bands said, I can be your Silver Springs? The correct answer is B. It was Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, Fleetwood Mac, historically the most well-functioning rock band in history, scored a Grammy nomination for the live recording of their 1998 version of Silver Springs, which came out in 1976. Moving on to question three, and we're keeping it country. What contemporary country artist released a collection of seven spring break EPs between 2009 and 2015? Was it A, Blake Shelton, B, Jason Aldean, C, Luke Bryan, or D, Kenny Chesney? Which of these country crooners released seven spring break EPs between 2009 and 2015? The correct answer is C. It's Luke Bryan. The fifth one of those spring break EPs, Spring Break Here to Party, was Luke Bryan's first album to hit number one on the Billboard 200. He must be doing something right with all that spring break partying. Moving on to question four. Revving it up here a little bit now. What Hollywood legend voices Doc Hudson, town judge of Radiator Springs, in the 2006 Pixar film Cars? Was it A, Paul Newman, B, Gene Hackman, C, Robert Redford, or D, Robert Duvall? Which of these Hollywood legends voices Doc Hudson in the 2006 Pixar movie Cars? The correct answer is A, Cool Hand Luke himself, Mr. Paul Newman. That movie, in fact, was one of his final film roles, and in real life, Mr. Paul Newman was an avid race car enthusiast and one of the greatest actors to ever do it. Keeping it going with question five. Which of these songs was a Billboard hit for Broadway musical Spring Awakening composer Duncan Sheik in 1996? Was it A, Closing Time, B, The Way, C, Barely Breathing, or D, Bad Day? Which of these songs was a Billboard hit for Duncan Sheik, composer of Spring Awakening? The correct answer is C. In 1996, he was Barely Breathing. Come on, y'all, you'll know the answers to this. Closing Time is Semisonic, The Way is Fastball, and Bad Day is Daniel Powder. But you are not having a bad day. You're having a great day playing along with Crowd Purrs Trivia Night. Moving on to question six. What 1960s television variety show host served as mayor of Palm Springs, California from 1988 to 1992? Was it A, Jackie Gleason, B, Dick Clark, C, Tony Orlando, or D, Sonny Bono? Which of these variety show hosts was the actual mayor of Palm Springs, California from 1988 to 1992? The correct answer is D. It's Mr. Sonny Bono. If you've ever flown into Palm Springs, you have flown into Sonny Bono International Airport. He was the host of the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, along with his then-wife Cher, from 1971 to 1974. And after he was mayor, he served as a U.S. representative for California until his death in 1998. Talk about variety. Question 7. What popular LGBTQ coming-of-age series follows a lead character named Charlie Spring? Is it A, Heartstopper, B, Sex Education, C, Euphoria, or D, Riverdale? Which of these LGBTQ shows follows a lead character named Charlie Spring? The correct answer is A, it's Heartstopper. I've never seen a single episode. My child loves that. Shout out to Bird. Bird would have got that one correct. You better be playing along. Charlie Spring is the lead character in the popular Netflix series Heartstopper, which is based on a graphic novel by Alice Oseman. Question 8. What piano playing rocker released his debut album Cold Spring Harbor in 1971? Was it A, Elton John, B, Jackson Browne, C, Steve Winwood, or D, Billy Joel? Which of these guys' debut album is called Cold Spring Harbor, came out in 1971? The correct answer is D, the piano man himself. His 1971 debut, Cold Spring Harbor, was pretty much overlooked until the success of Piano Man 2 years later. Question 9. It's not all movies and music, but this is definitely pop culture. What is the athletics mascot for the United States Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado? Is it A, Eagles, B, Falcons, C, Hawks, or D, Harriers? You can sense a theme with the Air Force Academy there, but which of these birds is the mascot for the Air Force Academy? The correct answer is B. It's the Air Force Academy Falcons. They compete in the Mountain West Conference in the NCAA Collegiate Athletics. I think my alma mater, the University of Utah, used to be in the Mountain West. I don't know where they are anymore. Don't really follow college sports. I'm a bad alumnus. Now, before I get all bossy like Springsteen with the last question, do you have an upcoming meeting or event that you'd like to spring up to the next level? You, yes, you, can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPurr. We've got over 1,600 original trivia games in our library. That's nearly 25,000 questions. Don't see the topic you're looking for? Well, you can write your own trivia game on any topic you like. And now, pair that with CrowdPurr's AI Trivia Builder and get brand new questions on any topic you want with just the push of a button. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they vie for a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. And the Free Forever Basic Plan will get you up and running quickly. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPurr. Now, to paraphrase Broadway legends Bialystock and Bloom, It's springtime for trivia and question 10. What influential hardcore band did former Rites of Spring singer Guy Pizzioto form with guitarist Ian MacKay in 1986? Is it A, Bad Brains, B, Minor Threat, C, Fugazi, or D, Converge? Which of these bands did Guy and Ian form? I am a patient boy. I will wait, I'll wait, I'll wait. The correct answer is C. It's Fugazi. Sitting here in the waiting room, Washington, D.C. hardcore band Fugazi has been cited as an influence by countless bands across a variety of genres, including Nirvana, the Drive-By Truckers, Bon Iver, and the 1975. And the intro to Waiting Room, arguably one of the greatest intros in rock and roll history. Well, that game had more flowers than Miley Cyrus. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out crowdpur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.